主日，我们查考了马可福音第一章的35到39节圣经所带给我们的信息。
Last Sunday, through Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 39, we studied the message that the Bible brings us.
我们跟随着马可的笔记来到、看到了耶稣来到犹太人的会堂。
We see Jesus coming to the Jewish synagogue according to Mark.
在那里耶稣讲解神的话，教训人的时候，满带着属天的权柄，并且他吩咐就有权柄将附在人身上的污鬼赶逐了出去。
There he spoke God's word, taught the people with divine authority, and has the authority to cast out unclean spirits that possess people by merely commanding them.
之后耶稣带着权柄医治了害热病西门的岳母，以及许多害各样病和被鬼附的人们。
After that, he also healed Simon's sick mother-in-law and many others who were also sick and oppressed by demons with divine authority.
这些都是在安息日所发生的。
All these happened on the Sabbath.
到了第二天清晨，这是犹太人安息日之后的第二天，对我们来说就是星期天早上。
It was the next morning, which was the day after the Sabbath. What would be for us?Is the Sunday morning.
就是在这样一个忙碌的安息日之后，次日清晨，天还黑着的时候，天还未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
And after a long busy Sabbath day, rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed.
就当耶稣独自退到旷野去祷告的时候，西门和同伴四处去寻找他。
And when Jesus withdrew to the wilderness to pray, Simon and those who were with him searched for him.
甚至加百农合成的人也在四处寻找耶稣，找到他，想要留住他，不想要他到别处去。
Even the people of Capernaum sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them.
西门与他的同伴找到耶稣，要他赶紧抓住这个重要的时刻，回到城里去。
Simon and his buddies found Jesus and wanted him to take this opportunity to return to the city.
叫耶稣行更多的神迹，以至于得到众人的拥戴。
And perform more miracles that, so that he would be embraced even more.
然而耶稣拒绝了门徒或者加百农的会众的影响，甚至左右他事工的方向以及优先的次序。
Jesus, however, refuses to allow the disciples or the people of Capernaum to dictate the direction and the priority of his ministry.
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别的地方去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。
And he said to them, Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out.
于是在加利利的全地进了会堂传道赶鬼。
And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons.
耶稣医治人的病痛，是因为他有这样的能力，也是出于他的怜悯，他愿意这样做。
He heals because he is able, and he in his compassion is willing.
要记得，福音书的四位作者就是马太、马可、路加和约翰，记载耶稣所行的神迹，都是有选择性的。
Please remember that the miracles that are recorded by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are selective.
而记载这些神迹，无论是耶稣医治人的疾病，叫人从死里复活，或者赶出污鬼，或者喂饱几千人，或者甚至包括了耶稣在水面行走。
For all intents and purposes of all these miracles, be it the healing of diseases, resurrecting resurrecting of the, from the dead, casting out demons, feeding multitudes, or Jesus walking on water.
他们的目的和意义都是按着次序来验证，耶稣就是确确实实是神的儿子。
Whatever miraculous they are, they were done in order to validate the fact that Jesus is the Son of God.
从而说明耶稣不仅仅带有超越的能力，并且他所说的都是真实的。
And therefore, not only does Jesus have supernatural power, but what he says is true.
然而耶稣来到世界的根本的目的就是宣扬叫人悔改信靠福音的好消息。
But the ultimate purpose that Jesus came to this world is to preach the good news of repentance and believing in the gospel.
使人可以因着信靠他得蒙生命救赎的恩典。
That people can entrust themselves to him and receive his saving grace.
耶稣在地上的时候清楚地宣告，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
When Jesus was in the world, he clearly said that those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
他说，我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
He said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
确实，耶稣来到世界上的这个目的，就是让罪人听到那将他们引导到悔改、得蒙救恩的信息。
Indeed, Jesus came for the purpose for sinners to hear a message that would lead them to repentance and salvation.
这个世界上有相当的一部分人认为自己已经做得很好了。
There are those in the world who think that they are already doing well.
他们认为自己曾经为了过去所犯的罪感到某种的忧伤，啊，这就够了。
They think that having some form of sorrow for their past sin is more than enough.
因此，没有任何的悔改，没有对耶稣的信靠，单单凭着自己一些思想上的看法，有了某种的改变，就可以标榜自己是基督徒了。
Hence, they brand themselves as Christians, even though there was no repentance, no trust in Jesus, and basing only on a certain change in their lives.
这样的人就是属于那些耶稣所说的不需要悔改的义人，而不是耶稣所要呼召悔改的罪人。
And such people are the righteous who need no repentance and not sinners whom Jesus calls to repentance.
这也就是为什么耶稣带着门徒在地上三年多的时间里走过一个一个城镇村庄，传扬教导关于生命救赎、罪得赦免、永恒生命的国度信息。
Which is why Jesus brought his disciples going from town to town, village to village, place to place, teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, which is the good news of salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life.
而耶稣所行的神迹都是为了验证这样的一个信息。
And all the miracles that Jesus did was to validate such a message.
要知道耶稣在地上的时候做了那么多的事，行了那么多的神迹。
Jesus did a lot whilst being on the earth and performed so many miracles.
以至于使徒约翰在他所写的福音书的结尾的时候，他这样说，他说耶稣所行的事情还有很多，若是一一的写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Such that the Apostle John said this at the end of his Gospel book, that there were also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that could be written.
耶稣在地上传道的时候，走遍整个以色列地，在那里医病赶鬼。
Jesus virtually healed illnesses and cast out demons from the land of Israel during the time of his ministry.
以大量的事实来表明他神性的能力，以至于整个 国家的人都知晓，都认识他是谁。
And that was a massive display of his divine power, which leaves the nation in full awareness and knowledge of who he is.
事实上，人们从来没有否认耶稣所行的神迹，也从来没有否认他的全能。
In fact, people had never denied his miracles and had never denied his power.
只是那些宗教领袖想出了一个污蔑他的理由，就是耶稣所行的都是靠着撒旦的能力，而不是神的能力所做的。
But it was the religious leaders who came up with the slander that he did it by the power of Satan rather than by the power of God.
因此，以色列整个国家也因为拒绝接受耶稣是弥赛亚和主，已经受到了自我的审判。
Therefore, the whole nation of Israel was indicted and self-condemned as they reject Jesus as the Messiah and Lord.
因为证据是无可争辩的。
Because the evidence is not arguable.
今天我们要顺着马可的记载，一起来查考主的怜悯、抚摸、医治一位大麻风病人的事迹。
Today we shall study the miracle of the Lord's touch of compassion towards a leper.
请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第一章。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章，我们要从第四十节一起看到第四十五节。
Mark chapter 1, we shall read from verses 40 to 45.
马可福音第一章四十节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 40.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下，说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”
And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean."
耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will.Be clean."
大麻风即时离开他，他就洁净了。
And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean.
耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走。
And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once.
对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，因为又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物。”对众人做证据。
And said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them."
那人出去倒说许多的话，把这件事情传开了，叫耶稣以后不得在明明地进城，只好在外边旷野地方。人从各处都救了他来。
But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but it was out in desolated places, and people were coming to him from every quarter.
不知你是否还记得耶稣，圣经记载，当施洗的约翰被下到监牢里去的时候，就是他很快要被砍头的时候。
Can you still remember that the Bible states the time when John the Baptist was imprisoned and was soon to be beheaded?
他听见耶稣的事情，就打发两个门徒到主那里去，说：“那将来要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？”
He heard about what Jesus did and sent two disciples to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?"
在路加福音第七章二十二节，耶稣直接引用了以赛亚先知书上的话，回答说：“你们去，把所看见、所听见的事告诉约翰。什么事情呢？就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音，传给他们。”
Luke chapter 7 verse 22 tells us that Jesus quoted directly from Isaiah saying, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard." What a day. That is, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them.
我们刚才所读马可福音书上所记载的正是长大麻风得洁净的例子。
What we have read moments before in Mark is an example of lepers being cleansed.
这个事迹也同样记载在马太福音第八章和以及路加福音第五章。
This miracle was also recorded in both Matthew chapter 8 and Luke chapter 5.
换句话说，就是当耶稣在加利利的四方乡村传讲悔改信福音的信息的时候。
In other words, when Jesus was in the surrounding regions of Galilee, preaching the message of repentance and believing in the gospel,
耶稣所到之处，应该像往常一样，被众人所包围着。
He should be surrounded by people wherever he went.
忽然有一个身上长大麻风的人口里喊着不洁净啊不洁净啊走向耶稣。
All of a sudden, a leper came walking to Jesus shouting, unclean, unclean.
在古代大麻风病是一种非常可怕的不治之症。
Leprosy was a terrible, incurable disease in the ancient times.
没有任何办法的治愈去治疗。一直到上个世纪的八十年代
And there was no cure available until in the 1980s.
得了这种病几乎就是被判处死刑一样。
Those infected were as good as being given the death sentence.
在古代大麻风这种病的可怕程度堪比今天的艾滋病或者埃博拉病毒一样。
This disease in the ancient times was as bad as today's AIDS or the Ebola virus.
当一个人受到大麻风病毒侵袭的时候，首先会在身体的皮肤上出现一种像鳞片一样的癣，或者像戒指一样的东西，癣疖，并且会逐渐的蔓延到全身。
When a person is infected by leprosy, the first thing to happen is that scaly nodules will appear on the skin, and these will gradually spread throughout the whole body.
然后这些人身上的癣疖会逐渐开始溃疡而糜烂，流出脓血，并且沾满这个人的全身。
The nodules will begin to ulcerate.And then they will be filled with pus, and the pus will begin to ooze out and run all over the body.
并且病人的身体开始发出恶臭，简直是臭气熏天。
And a foul odor will be discharged from the man, and it will produce a terrible stench.
几乎没有人可以受得了。
No one can stand the smell.
然后疥疮也会长到人的声带，所以它不单单是外面的，里面也会长。长到人的声带，因此当病人呼吸的时候，会带着一种呼哧呼哧那种沙哑的嘶哑的声音。
The nodules will cover his vocal cords. As you can see, it's not only external, but it is also happening internally. And breathing will be accompanied with a wheezing sound.
而当病人说话的时候，也会带着某种很刺耳的声音。
And when this patient spoke, there will be raspiness in his voice.
那么由于人的神经系统受到了麻风病毒的攻击，患者已经失去了对疼痛的知觉。
The leprosy would attack the nervous system in such a way that the person would lose all sensation to pain.
就算这个患者的手或者脚受到火烧，也不知觉，他不能感受到他受了伤。
He could have his hand in the fire and not even know it because he can't feel it.
疥疮会很快长满患者的全身，然后一寸一寸的患者的身体开始腐烂。
The person will have all these nodules all over his body, and his body will begin to rot inch by inch.
他的手指头、脚趾头会因着腐烂而掉落，包括他的嘴唇、他的耳朵、他的鼻子，终究也会因为腐烂而脱落、掉下。
His fingers and toes would start falling off, as would his lips, ears, and nose.
在古代，因着麻风病人的高度传染性，非常的受到社会的排斥。
In the ancient times, the leper was also ostracized because of its highly contagious nature.
他因为这个麻风病的病毒是非接触性传染，也就是说，如果这个病毒在空气当中走进他的人，也可能受到感染。
Because this disease can be transmitted even without physical contact, and because this virus can be transmitted even airborne.
那更不用说这个麻风病人所接触到的东西，等到下一个人再去碰到这个东西的时候，照样也会被传染到。
And let alone for the things that this leper has touched, and the next person who touches it will also be infected.
因此，在古代的时候，社会制度严格的将他们隔离开来。
As such, in the ancient times, such people will be in isolation.
旧约的利未记规定了以色列的祭司应该成为百姓的保护者。
Leviticus of the Old Testament stated that the Israelite priests ought to be the protectors of the people.
如果患有皮肤病的人，一旦由祭司判定是大麻风病，那么祭司就要宣布这个人为不洁净。
If a person has a skin disease and the priest was certain that it was leprosy, then the priest will declare that this person to be unclean.
这个人所接触过的、所碰触过的任何东西，也将成为不洁净。
Anything that this person touched will also be unclean.
利未记十三章四十五节，旧约的律法规定，身上长有大麻风灾病的，他要将衣服撕裂，也要蓬头散发，好让人一眼就认出来，这个是长大麻风的病人。
The Old Testament law in the Leviticus chapter 13 verse 45 states that the leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let the head of his head hang loose in order for people to be able to identify him as a leper.
不但如此，他还要蒙着上唇喊着说，不洁净的，不洁净的。
And not only so, he shall also cover his upper lip and cry out, unclean, unclean.
所以在旧约时代，有人甚至向大麻风病人扔石头，将他们驱逐出去。
In the ancient times, some people would even throw stones to keep such people away.
按照犹太人的律法，曾经有犹太人的拉比这么说，说一个麻风病人在平常的时候不准靠近正常人十五米之内。
According to the Jewish law and according to rabbis, it was unlawful for a leper to approach within 50 feet or 15 meters of a clean person on a normal day.
如果是碰到刮风天，麻风病人更是不准靠近正常人60米之内。
But if it was a windy day, the rule changed to 200 feet or about 60 meters.
如果麻风病人违背了这条规定，人们可以拿起石头将他打死。
If a leper was to violate these rules, then the people would be able to stone him.
你知道吗？在旧约时代，大麻风不仅仅是一种疾病，而且是一种罪。
Do you know that in the Old Testament times, that leprosy is not only a disease, but it was also a sin.
或者说是罪的审判，罪的惩罚。
Or it can be called a judgment for sin.
我们从圣经的记载看到，神有时候使用大麻风 作为一种对人的审判。
We can see from the Bible that God would use leprosy as a form of judgment towards man at times.
从摩西时代开始，神就命令以色列人将每一个大麻风的患者都要赶逐到营地之外去。
Since the Mosaic times, God had commanded for the Israelites to put every leper outside the camp.
而且大麻风病也成了一种旧约时代对罪人的咒诅。
And leprosy had also become a curse towards sinners in the Old Testament times.
我不知道你们读过没有，在撒母耳记下3:29，当大卫王咒诅那犯了谋杀罪的约押的时候，他就说愿约押家不断有长大麻风的。
I'm not sure if you have read in Second Samuel chapter 3 verse 29, where King David cursed the murderer Joab, then may the house of Joab never be without one who is leprous.
不仅如此，圣经非常清楚的记载，有些时候大麻风病就是直接从神而来的审判。
And not only so, the Bible also clearly states that at times.Leprosy came directly from God as a judgment.
民数记十二章，当亚伦和米利暗出于妒忌挑战神所授予摩西之领袖权柄的时候，
Numbers chapter 12 tells us that when Aaron and Miriam challenged Moses' authority from God out of jealousy,
摩西的姐姐米利暗就患上了大麻风病。
Moses' sister, who is Miriam, contracted leprosy.
直到她悔改，并且蒙了羞辱7天以后，才得以复原。
And she did not recover until she repented and had lived 7 days in shame.
或许你还记得《列王记下》第五章又记载了另外一个事例。
Or if you can remember a similar event in 2 Kings chapter
5. 列王记下第五章，以利沙的仆人基哈西骗取了乃曼的银子和衣裳。
Where Gehazi, servant of Elisha, cheated Naaman of his money and clothes.
因此基哈西和他的后裔就世世代代沾染了大麻风病。
Hence, Gehazi and his descendants all had leprosy.
还有一件事情。
And another event.
就是记载在历代志下26章。
Which is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
讲到了犹大国的乌西亚王，他出于傲慢，要越权到圣殿里面向耶和华神烧香。
Where King Uzziah of Judah, out of pride, overrode proper authority to burn incense to Yahweh.
因为在旧约，向耶和华神在圣殿里面向神烧香，这是祭司的职责，而不是国王的职责。你不可以越权的。
Because in the Old Testament times, burning incense to Yahweh was a responsibility of the priest, not the king.
那么这个时候呢，祭司撒加利亚带着80个祭司来向乌西亚王劝他说：“你不可以做这件事情。”
And the priest Isaiah and 80 priests were with him, came to the king and told him not to do it.
祭司撒加利亚。和带领着80个祭司来劝乌西亚王。
亚撒利亚。
And the priest Isaiah and the priest were with him came and told the king not to do it.
这个时候乌西亚王竟然向这些祭司们发怒。
But King Uzziah was angry with them.
他正要献祭的时候，神就使他在额头上忽然长了大麻风。
Such that when he was performing the sacrificial rite, Yahweh caused leprosy to break out on his forehead.
圣经说乌西亚王长大麻风一直到他死的日子，因此住在别的宫里与耶和华的殿隔绝，因为他长了大麻风，不准再进到神的殿里面去。
And the Bible stated that King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death, and being a leper lived in a separate house, for he was excluded from the house of the Lord.
可能我们当中会有人说，牧师啊，大麻风已经过去的事情了，1982年已经彻底消灭了嘛。
Someone might say, Pastor, leprosy is already a thing of the past. It was eliminated in 1982.
你还讲这些做什么呢？
Well, then why are you still bringing it up?
但是请你等一等。
But hang on.
是的，尽管我们当中没有患上大麻风病的病人，但是在这间房间里面，每一个人都有罪的问题。
While no one amongst us may have leprosy, but everyone in this room has problems with sin.
我不知道你注意到了没有，和大麻风一样，罪也是一点一点的在我们的生命当中不断的蔓延开来的。
Can you see that just like leprosy, sin is also spreading throughout our lives bit by bit?
与患大麻风病一样，罪也是在我们生命内在的问题的外在的表现。
And just like leprosy, sin is also an external manifestation of an inner problem in our lives.
与患大麻风病一样，所有的罪人都是污秽的，都是不洁净的。
Just like leprosy, every sinner is unclean.
与患大麻风病一样，以赛亚书64章第四节说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Just like leprosy, Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4 tells us that we all have become like one who is unclean. And all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment.
与患大麻风病一样，罪都会使人对其产生麻木，对罪不再敏感，变麻木。
Just like leprosy, sin will cause a person to be numb, to be non-sensitive to sin, and being numb to it.
与患大麻风病一样，罪都像都会将人带向死亡，而根本无法自救。
Just like leprosy, sin will bring man towards death, and man cannot save himself.
假如没有耶稣的拯救，我们都是一帮行走、呼吸、能说话的活死人。
Without Christ, we are all walking, breathing, talking dead men.
现在让我们回到马可的记载，看看这个长大麻风的病人是如何得到耶稣的拯救的。
But now let us come back to Mark and see how this leper was saved by Jesus.
我们说过，这个事情在马太福音、马可福音、路加福音都有记载。
As mentioned before, this was recorded both in Matthew and Luke.
这人不仅仅是长大麻风。路加医生还特别交代，这人是满身长了大麻风。
This person wasn't just leprous. Dr. Luke added details saying that this person was full of leprosy.
我们几乎可以看到，簇拥在耶稣周围的人唯恐躲避之不及，只有耶稣还在那里。
You can almost see the people beginning to scatter. Everyone but Jesus.
马太告诉我们说，耶稣安静地站在那里，长大麻风的人匍匐在耶稣面前，脸朝下向他下拜。
Matthew tells us that Jesus stood still and the leper falls before Jesus with his face to the ground and worships him.
他跪在耶稣面前说，你若肯必能叫我洁净了。
He knelt before Jesus and said to himIf you will, you can make me clean.
这个人的行为给我们看到了一个信靠耶稣正确的模式。
The actions of this man shows us a proper form of trusting in Jesus.
首先，这个人来到耶稣的跟前，他非常清楚自己的光景，清楚自己的需要。
Firstly, this man came to Jesus fully aware of his predicament and his need.
他知道自己的无助和毫无盼望，他知道自己无法做任何的事情来解决他自己的问题。
He was well aware of his own helplessness and hopelessness, and he also knew that nothing he did and do could save him.
他不是以为可以靠自己的努力使自己成为一个已经有所改变的人。
He didn't think that he would become a changed person by his own efforts.
然后仅仅给耶稣一个面子，向耶稣略表尊重而已。
And then give Jesus some face by showing him some respect.
有些人来信耶稣，只不过是为了找到一个高尚的文化来提升自己的修养罢了。
Some came to believe in Jesus for the sake of elevating oneself through a noble culture.
这个人是带着一个完全破碎、无助、降服的心态，向耶稣恳切祈求。
But this man came to beg Jesus with a broken, helpless, and submissive attitude.
同样，当一个罪人来到耶稣跟前的时候，你必须承认并且宣告你是一个不洁净、不洁净的人。
In the same way, when a sinner comes to Jesus, you must come saying, "Unclean, unclean."
第二个方面。这个人来是带着一颗谦卑的心来到耶稣的跟前，脸朝下向主匍匐的。
Secondly, this person comes in humility. He falls on his face before the Lord.
马可说，他向耶稣跪下。路加说，他求耶稣。马太说，他是向耶稣下拜。
Mark says that he kneels before Jesus. Luke says that he begs Jesus. Matthew says that he worships Jesus.
彼得前书第五章第五节提醒我们说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我在人群当中常常或者在侍奉的过程当中常常看到两种人。
I often see two types of people during my ministry.
一种是觉得自己不需要耶稣拯救的人。
One kind are those who think that they do not need Jesus.
尽管他们也承认自己曾经犯了很重的罪，无论如何他们觉得自己比大多数的人都要好得多。
Despite that they admit that they have committed some serious sins in the past, but after all, they are better than most people.
甚至他们觉得在生活当中出问题的时候，他们能够自己去解决。
And even when things go wrong in their lives, they think that they can fix it up themselves.
那这种人带着一个高傲的心来到神的面前。
Such people come before God in pride.
这种人最无法接受的就是他们在神的面前不可被接受。
What they cannot accept is that they are not acceptable to God.
这种人最无法接受的就是他们在神面前不可被接受。
What they cannot accept the most is that they are not acceptable by God.
Before God. 这无疑是人自以为意的骄傲。
This undoubtedly is man's self-righteousness and pride.
还有另外一种人，这是认为自己太过的坏，以至于不值得上帝的爱和赦免的那种人。
And the other kind are those who think that they are too bad for God to love or forgive.
他们认为自己已经在这条罪的道路上走得太远，以至于不值得耶稣的拯救。
Such people think that they have gone too far in sin and are unworthy for Jesus to save.
这实际上是另外一个极端的骄傲的表现。
But this is also pride on the other extreme.
我们之前提到过，因为耶稣说他来本不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。
As mentioned before, Jesus has said that he has not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance.
真正来到耶稣面前的人，需要走出的第一步就是承认自己的无助，毫无盼望。
The very first step in coming to Jesus is to admit your helplessness and hopelessness.
基督来到世上，绝对不是为了那些自我满足的人。
Christ did not come for those who are self-sufficient.
他来不是为了那些不需要上帝怜悯，或者想象自己有能力改变自己生命的人们。
He did not come for those who think that they have no need for God's mercy or imagine they can make life changes on their own.
请原谅我直接的跟你说，假如你还没有清楚地认识到自己在神的面前的罪，你就根本不需要悔改。
Please allow me to say this. If you still have not understood your sin before God, you will need no repentance.
假如你还没认识到自己冒犯神的严重性，你根本也不会有神所看重的忧伤痛悔的心。
If you have yet to realize the gravity of your transgression against God, then you will not have the sorrow and brokenness that God desires.
第三个方面，我们看到这个人来是带着一颗对耶稣信靠的心来到耶稣面前的。
Thirdly, we see that this man comes with a faith in Jesus.
你注意到了没有？这个人怎么说？他不是说主啊，你若能。他信靠耶稣的，他说：“你若肯，就必能。”
Have you noticed what this person said? He didn't say, "Lord, if you can," but he said, "If you are willing, you can."
真正对耶稣的信，绝对相信耶稣的权柄与能力，但是同时也尊重耶稣的绝对主权。
True faith in Jesus is based on his absolute power and authority, but yet at the same time respecting his absolute sovereignty.
这人来不仅相信耶稣的能力，更加信靠耶稣的主权。主是肯的，他是愿意的。
He believed Jesus had the power, and he had the faith that Jesus was willing.
要知道耶稣在世上的时候，当年以色列有成百上千的麻风病患者，然而耶稣并没有医治所有的麻风病人。
We ought to know that when Jesus was in the world, thousands in Israel back then had leprosy, and yet Jesus did not heal them all.
但是彼得后书三章第九节却告诉我们，主的心意是他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
But 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 tells us that the Lord's will is not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
一方面，他不是医治所有的人，他只是透过他的医治显明他是谁。
On one hand, he did not heal every sick person because he is revealing who he is through his miracles.
然而神的心意却愿人人都悔改。
And yet his will is for all to reach repentance.
所以一个人的在上帝面前的悔改比病疾病得医治更加重要。
And therefore it is more important for one to reach repentance than for the physical illness to be healed.
一个人生命当中没有圣经所说的悔改，一个人如果没有表现出神所看重的忧伤痛悔，请原谅我很直率的说，那么这个人就绝对没有圣经所说的得救。
If there is no biblical repentance in one's life, and there is no brokenness or sorrow that God desires, then forgive me for saying this, that this person does not have the salvation according to the Bible.
请原谅我再说一遍。一个人的生命当中如果没有圣经所说的悔改， 没有神所看重的忧伤痛悔，那么这个人就绝对没有圣经所说的得救。
Please allow me to say this again. If there is no biblical repentance in one's life, and there is no brokenness or sorrow that in one that God desires, then forgive me for saying this. This person does not have the salvation according to the Bible.
一个人如果没有圣经所说的悔改，一个人如果没有表现出神所看重的忧伤痛悔，他可以自吹自擂他自己是得救的，但是是你自己的事情，神不会救这样的人。
But if the person does not have the salvation according to the Bible and does not display any brokenness or sorrow and claims that oneself to be a Christian, then this will be the person's problem and this person will have nothing to do with God.
一个人如果没有圣经所说的悔改，一个人没有表现出圣经神所看重的忧伤痛悔，那么你在神的救恩上面没有份。
If a person does not have the salvation according to the Bible and there's no brokenness or sorrow that God desires, then this person will have nothing to do with salvation.
四十一节，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
Verse 41 says,Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I will be clean.
大马蜂即时离开他，他就洁净。
And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean.
在这里有两个地方值得你特别特别的注意。
Please take note of two places.
两个地方在这里，请你特别特别的留心。
There are two places here worthy of special attention.
第一，这个长大麻风的人得到洁净，并不是单单的因为他明白自己的光景，清楚自己的需要。
Firstly, this leper was made clean not because he understood his own predicament or need,
也不是因为他来到耶稣面前存着谦卑的态度，也不是因为他对耶稣的信。
And not because he came to Jesus in humility and faith,
这个人之所以得到耶稣的洁净，是因为耶稣动了慈心。
This man was made clean because Jesus was moved by compassion.
我们之前看到了耶稣医治了许多来到他跟前各种各样的病人或者被鬼附的人。
As seen before, Jesus healed many who came to him as sick and oppressed by demons.
圣经并没有提到说这些人有什么特别的态度对耶稣的信靠，而是耶稣有能力，而且他愿意这样医治人。
And yet the attitude and faith in Jesus were not mentioned. It was because Jesus was able and willing to heal them.
福音书特别让我们看到，我们的神，具体来说就是子神，来到世界的时候显明了他是一位有恩慈有怜悯的神。
The gospel books demonstrated that our God, or God the Son, is a God of compassion. Our God is a God of mercy.
耶稣在地上的时候，之所以为人医病、赶鬼，根本的目的，我再说一遍，就是要叫人认识他自己是谁。
When Jesus was on the earth, he healed and cast out demons so that, let me repeat this,so that people could know who he is.
同样，耶稣叫这个大麻风病人得到洁净，最根本的原因是因为耶稣动了慈心。
In the same way, Jesus made this leper clean because of his compassion.
这个人明白他自己的光景，清楚自己的需要，来到耶稣面前谦卑的态度以及对耶稣的信，这是得到耶稣怜悯的渠道。
And this man, knowing his own predicament and need, and coming to Jesus in humility and faith, these were simply channels in receiving mercy from Jesus.
第二个方面，我不晓得你留意到了没有，圣经只是提到了大麻风人病人得到了洁净，而从来没有提说大麻风得到医治。
Secondly, I'm not sure if you have noticed that the scripture only talks about cleansing in regards to leprosy and never healing. He never talks about lepers being healed.
如果你感兴趣的话，你可以用回去在自己的时间去查考圣经当中的记载。
If you're interested, you can study the relevant scriptures at your own time.
我只是在这里告诉你，你可以去查的。圣经从来没有提到大麻风病人得到医治，而是说大麻风病人得到洁净。
But I'm just only mentioning here that in the scriptures, lepers were never healed; they were only cleansed.
这是因为所谓的医治是针对具体的疾病。
Because healing connects with the true disease itself.
然而，利未记十三章所提及的病症，大麻风的病症，这是关系到一个人的不洁净，所以遭到社会的隔离和排斥。
But the symptoms of the disease that is being defined in Leviticus chapter 13 is for one that is rendered unclean and socially isolated and being ostracized.
也就是说，比起大麻风的污秽，他的疾病相对来讲反倒是次要的。或者我换句话说，大麻风的污秽比疾病来说更加的糟糕，更加的严重。
That is to say, the defilement of the leprosy was worse than the disease itself.
当然疾病的本身足以叫人谈虎色变，疾病的本身也是非常可怕的。
Of course, the disease itself was horrendous and horrible.
但是问题的复杂化在于，除了其他，如果你患上了大麻风，除了其他患相同大麻风的病人以外，你不可以与任何其他人接触。
But it is compounded by the fact that if you are infected by leprosy, you have no ability to interact with anyone but the people who are also infected with leprosy.
这就如罪的影响。
And this thus is also the influence of sin.
大麻风病人的状态与罪的影响是一模一样的。
The symptoms of leprosy is similar, is the same to the influence of sin.
罪使得人与上帝隔绝开来。
Sin separates man from God.
除了信靠耶稣基督宝血的功效得到救赎以外，没有任何其他的方式与方法可以使一个罪人得到洁净，恢复在上帝面前的地位。
Other than trusting in the saving power of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, nothing can make a sinner clean and restored before God.
这就是一个罪人的状态和一个大麻风病人的状态是一模一样的。
Which is to say that the state of a sinner is identical to the state of a leper.
换句话说，离开耶稣基督十字架的救赎，罪人自己的任何努力都是空的。
In other words, apart from the salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross, any effort from the sinner would be in vain.
罪人自己任何的努力，无论你是觉得自己如何已经的成圣，
any effort from the sinner, whether you see yourself as being holy already,
任何脱离圣经所要求的忧伤痛悔，脱离圣经所启示信靠耶稣罪得赦免的真理，
apart from the biblical brokenness and sorrow,apart from the biblical truth of trusting in Jesus for the forgiveness of sin,
假如你离开的这些都是罪人在污秽状态以下的自欺欺人。
Apart from all these, there will only be sinners self-deceiving in an unclean state.
这句话非常重要，我要再说一遍。任何脱离圣经所要求的忧伤痛悔，任何脱离圣经所启示耶稣基督使罪得赦免的真理， 都是罪人在污秽状态下的自欺欺人。
Please allow me to repeat this. This is important. Apart from biblical brokenness and sorrow, apart from the biblical truth of trusting in Jesus for the forgiveness of sin, it will only be the sinner self-deceiving in an unclean state.
我们下主日将继续查考这段经文的真理。
We shall study the truth of this passage next week.